Podium Audio presents Flames, Book 3 of The Frozen Flame, written by Paul J. Bennett, performed by Tim Bruce. Around the Fire, Summer 1104 SR, Saint's Reckoning. Athgar stared into the flames, his mind deep in thought. "A copper for your thoughts?" said Natalia. He gazed across at her, taking in her black hair and pale features. He had met her less than a year ago, and yet somehow he felt as though they had known each other their entire lives. He smiled, feeling a warmth at the thought of her embrace. "Well?" she asked. "Are you going to keep staring, or are you going to come over here and tell me your deepest thoughts?"
"I was thinking of Kargan and Shaluk," he confessed, "though I will take you up on the offer."
He rose, moving closer while she took the blanket from her shoulders, spreading it to encompass them both as he sat beside her on the log. "They must be well on their way by now," she mused. "I'm not so sure about that. It's not easy convincing an entire tribe to leave their home. They have little choice. You know the Duke of Krieghoff won't take his defeat very well. He'll retaliate. I only hope the orcs escape in time."
"They will," said Athgar. "The ancestors watch over them."
"Would that be the same ancestors who sent us here?" She looked around the forest.
"They work in mysterious ways. We're on our way to Ebonstadt, remember?
We spent weeks crossing the mountains. Of course I didn't forget, but why? What do they have in mind for us?" He shrugged.
"I have no idea. Maybe it's better that way. What we don't know can't worry us."
"Do you believe they control us?"
"No. The orcs are quite clear in their beliefs. The ancestors guide them, not control them.
With some exceptions," Natalia added.
"True. I doubt either of us will ever forget the treachery of Kerlig. Her spirit was almost the end of us all."
Natalia nodded her head thoughtfully. It wasn't so long ago that she had, with Shaluk's help, tried to contact one of the orc ancestors with somewhat disastrous results. If it hadn't been for the timely intervention of Udrig, they both might have ended up dead, or even worse, trapped in the spirit realm forever. Athgar saw her shudder and put his arm around her shoulder.
"It's all right," he soothed. "It's all over now."
She glanced around the small clearing, turning skyward to where the majestic pines gazed down on them. "I've never been one for the outdoors, but you make it quite bearable." A spark from the fire drew their attention.
"It appears the hair is almost done," he said,
as he reached forward, withdrawing the makeshift spear from the ground and examining its slightly burned offering.
"I think I cooked it too long."
Natalia laughed, the sound echoing through the trees. "My hero, the mighty hunter. Did no one ever teach you how to cook?" He offered her the spear.
"You're welcome to give it a try. I'm the city girl, remember? I spent my life at the Volstrom."
She smiled, lessening the blow.
"Don't worry, I'm sure there's enough unburned meat for us to survive."
He pulled forth a knife and began cutting off a thin strip. Natalia took the tender morsel, popping it into her mouth and chewing.
"Not bad," she said, "but it could use some spice."
"I'll give you spice," he said, lowering the spear. He leaned in close, kissing her even as she tried to chew. They both fell back from their makeshift perch into the leaves and pine needles that blanketed the forest floor. Natalia shrieked out with laughter, Athgar soon joining in the merriment. Eventually, they fell silent, each looking into the other's eyes.
"I would rather be here with you than anywhere else in the world," she said. "I feel the same."
He was about to say more, but when he felt the prick of a metal point at the back of his neck, he froze.